You got to be good or bad as the devil.
An hour of exciting jazz music, interviews, and comedy. All right here on Indie 101.5.
You are the song that I long to hear once more. You are the light that I keep looking for. Roses are blue if it isn't me and you. I gotta see this thing through, and I'll spend my lifetime sending paper airplanes to the moon, praying they get to you, and I'll spend the rest of my days lost in this craze for you, sending paper airplanes to the moon. Love so divine, all our memories intertwine. I found the truth. About your smile every night before I fall asleep. I find you in my dreams, somewhere in the trees, and I'll spend my
Indie 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and welcome to Indie 101.5, the community station broadcasting every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, from the top of the Niagara Escarpment. That is right, way all the way up here. We broadcast down the mountains and all around the little area we got, and we share some things with you on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Of course, we share lots of music. Lots of jazz music. We try and get some comedy in here, interviews, and so much more. Whatever we can fit, we try and cram it into our little hour every Wednesday from 6 to 7. and every Wednesday, it's an absolute pleasure. It's the highlight of my week, and I truly, sincerely, I do hope you enjoy the show. Tonight's show is very special because we have plenty of new music to share with you. Samara Joy is one artist I can recommend after hearing her new album, and we'll share it with you tonight as well later on. We also have some classics. Bernie Sinensky's going to be on here. We have an interview, as I promised. If you tuned in, did you tune in? Okay. You say you tuned in last week, so you should know who is our special guest. We're going to interview someone today. You must know who it is. Yeah? Yeah, no, don't be shy. Come on. Yeah, yes, yes, that's it. Ernesto Cervini. I don't know if you heard that, but Ernesto Cervini will be on the air tonight with us. He's going to talk about his new album, Joy, which came out October 7th, and it's absolutely phenomenal. It's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun. What can I say? It lives up to the name. It brings you joy listening to it. It is so much fun. It's 100%, 110% Canadian, great stories, and he's going to tell us about the inspiration, some of the people who worked on it, and just, you know, the process of getting the album together. So all that and so much more. We're going to start off with some Bernie Sinensky here on Indie 101.5. Thank you. Indie 1015, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you haven't born... Hopefully you've been enjoying the show so far, and it is my great pleasure to talk to an artist right now. Someone, he may very well be the very first person I ever interviewed on this show. There's a chance, at least jazz musician that I interviewed on this show, he might be the very first one. Anyways, he's back again. He loved us so much the first time, he begged me to come back. Of course, this meant that there were no emails from me begging him to be on the show. That flounderous, repulsive truths. That's the truth. I did because I heard a new album by Ernesto Cervini. That's right. Ernesto Cervini is with us today. And because he has a new album, Joy, which was released on October 7th, almost a month ago now. And it is a phenomenal album. Includes 16 different musicians, all Canadian, mind you, and is inspired by perhaps one of the most unlikeliest of places, Louise Penny's series of mystery novels, detective mystery novels, who's also Canadian. So this album, and it's distributed Canadian, as like we're all Canadian. So this album is 110% Canadian. You could not meet any more CanCon requirements than this album can provide. So without further ado, I'm going to have the artist himself talk about it. Here is Ernesto Cervini. Welcome, Ernesto.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me. Glad we could arrange this.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You know, you asked me if I would like to do an interview, and I said, well, I kind of have to. It almost felt like an obligation.
Well, I'm happy to chat with you.
So, yeah, tell me about the new album, Joy, and how it came to be.
Sure. The new album consists of a bunch of music that I wrote that was inspired by these detective novels that were written by this wonderful author named Louise Penny. She's written, I think, 17 to date. There are these wonderful detective novels that take place in the eastern townships of Quebec. They're just really amazing books, and I kind of fell in love with them about 5 years ago. I got about halfway through the series. There's one book that's all about, there's a murder that happened at an abbey in deep in the wilderness in Quebec. The monks all sing this beautiful Gregorian chant. And so a lot of the book is wrapped around Gregorian chants and talking about the music and everything. And it just got me thinking, and I thought, man, it'd be so great to write a song that kind of reflects this. And then I thought, you know, it'd be so great to write a whole album for the music that is inspired by these books. So that's what I did. So yeah, I wrote this whole book of music based on these books.
And that's, like, I was reading that, and it's a really cool concept that it's inspired by these books. How did you find the process, like, you know, that one you mentioned has all the Gregorian chanting and the music is an integral part, but how do you translate a novel into music?
I as I was reading the books, I started to pay attention to what kind of themes or characters, you know, situations I would want to write a song based on. And, you know, I sat down and I thought about the characters and I wrote some adjectives that I would use to describe them. So it was kind of a bit of a drawn out process, but, you know, I didn't want to be too literal about the whole thing. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure that I could try and capture these characters in music. So yeah, for one of them, I just sat and I wrote down a bunch of adjectives that described this character. And then I thought, okay, now how can I create that? And some of them came really easy and some of them, it was much harder, but I wasn't in a rush. So I gave myself a lot of time to kind of come up with the music. You know, I sat down, did a little bit at a time and tried to write whenever I was feeling inspired. I ended up doing a lot of the writing over the pandemic. So I had, you know, more time than usual. Mm-hmm. To write music because I had no time to play music.
Yeah.
So so that was good. So I just kind of went at it little by little and I came up with this kind of book full of music.
I'd say you did it perfectly. I haven't read the books, but I'd say you did it perfectly because the album, even on its own, is just so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
That I figured between, it's called Joy. You definitely get that. You have 16 different musicians on it. It's an eclectic mix of music and sounds. Like the album, it felt like a party. There's something for everyone, and every track was really distinct in its own way.
Awesome. Thank you.
When you were putting it together, was that something like, I guess, did that translate from the novels, each song having its kind of independence, I guess?
A bit. I mean, I think what makes it feel that way, too, is that there's a lot of different, I mean, as you said, there's 16 musicians, so there's a lot of different combinations, and I felt like it was important to have that flexibility, because some of these songs, you know, I was hearing a solo instrument, and then some of them I was hearing, you know, 6-7 instruments. I think it ends up being a much more eclectic mix, as you said. Just, you know, reflecting on the different people that are in the stories or the different situations. And you know, I kind of like that. I've never done that before. Every one of my albums I've done before this has been one band playing maybe a loosely connected bunch of music. Whereas this, it's a very tightly connected bunch of music, but played by a kind of a bunch of different bands.
Yeah, I think it works so well. It really meshes together.
That's good to hear.
I kind of have to, it begs the question, how do you manage to get so many different people onto one album?
I asked really nicely, and I paid them. most of them I have a really good musical relationship with already. So, mm-hmm. You know, I used my band Turboprop, so that's 6 of the musicians, including me. And then I recorded a couple songs with a group that I'm in called Toontown. And then I have another band called Tetrahedron. So we did a song. So I was using already existing kind of combinations and bands. And then beyond that, I just kind of, picked people that I wanted, that I thought fit the sound that I was hearing for that song. Just having been, you know, performing in the music scene for a while now, I have a lot of relationships with these people, so I just I just asked very nicely.
Yeah, of course, cashing in a couple favors, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Between all of these artists, like you said, you've worked with Turboprop before, and you've done group things, but this is also the first time you've worked with vocalists. How did that compare, you know, your instrumental lineups of the past?
It was great. I mean, I have worked with vocalists on their projects before, but just never on my own.
Right.
Two of these vocalists I don't know if I've recorded with Alex before, but Alex Damaris and I have played together a bunch, and we've been good friends for 15 years. And then one of the other vocalists is my sister, Amy Cervini. So I played on her first 2 albums, and she's my sister, so I've known her my whole life. Both of them I had a very strong relationship with. And then Felicity Williams and Emily Claire Barlow, you know, I knew them from the scene, and I'd met them a couple times. I'd heard them sing a lot, and I knew they were wonderful. Yeah, and it was really fun to write music for singers and to hear it come alive. The couple songs that Alex sang, because I've known him so long and I've worked with him so much, those ones I knew exactly what I was looking for, and I wrote them with his voice in mind.
Right.
I wrote those songs for him to sing. So those ones were kind of easier because I was writing them for his voice. The other song, the first song on the album, Three Pines, has all 3 female singers singing together. That song I actually didn't write initially for singers. I just wrote it for 3 different voices. And by voices, I mean instruments, voices, whatever.
Right.
And actually, you know what? That's even a lie. I didn't write it necessarily for 3 voices. I just wrote it. There were different parts. It could all be played on one instrument. Then it was actually my sister Amy who suggested, how about doing it with voices? And I thought about it, and I was a little scared because I don't know. I've never done it before.
Yeah, of course.
But I was really thrilled with the result. I mean, I think that's my favorite song on the whole album.
Yeah, Three Pines is a really phenomenal track, and it's a great way to open the album, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, I was so excited when we were working on it in the studio and I heard it. You know, because a lot of this stuff, I mean, there are some of these songs that I never heard until we recorded. So it was really a bit of a leap of faith that it was all going to work out.
Yeah. like you said, you were writing them, some of them during COVID, and then you couldn't, perform them with the group.
Exactly. Couldn't hear them. And, I mean, most of them I had never performed live. Yeah. And Three Pine, we had never played. We did a couple of rehearsals with it, but it was never with all three singers. It was just kind of, it was operating on faith that it was going to work out. You know, you hire wonderful musicians and then you hope it all comes together.
Yeah, it's just a couple notes and a prayer pretty much, right?
Yeah, it can be.
So now that we have some vocalists on one of your albums now, is this maybe a step closer to Ernesto Cervini singing the blues?
Oh, no, you don't want me being a singer.
No?
That's a bad idea.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it sounds like you got a good grasp of how it works, so...
Yeah, I just can't do it.
I do have one last question for you here. Why Joy? Where does the name Joy come from?
So one of the songs, the second song on the album is called Surprised by Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And, oftentimes when you name an album, you kind of look at your... I didn't want to reference the books or the author, Louise Penny, overtly.
Right.
The name of the album. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be... Because I want this to be someone... I want this to be an album that, if you've never heard of the books, you can still enjoy it. It's not like it's only for people who have read the books, you know?
Right.
So I thought I didn't want to make it too overt in the kind of package. And I don't mean physical packaging, but just in terms of like how we put it together. You know, I think that's the thing about these books is that even though they're detective novels, which inherently at some point are about death, because
yes,
that's what starts the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
But they're really about joy and about, you know, decency and about goodness. And so I mean, you know, there is the song Surprised by Joy, and I just thought that kind of wraps up exactly what this is. Plus, I'm a very optimistic and pretty happy person most of the time, and Joy just felt like the perfect title, an album that I'm going to put out.
I would say that is a great choice, and I would say you are very joyful, Ernesto.
I try.
It's always...
You don't have to try.
It's natural. That's a natural talent.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure to talk with you, and so where can people find the album Joy?
Yes, you can find it. It will be available on all digital places.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to purchase the physical and or if you want to purchase the digital so that you own it, best place to do that is on Bandcamp. If you go bandcamp.com and you search Ernesto Cervini, you'll find it there. I just recommend that because Bandcamp has kind of the best deal for the artist. So
okay.
If you want to support the artist, getting it on Bandcamp instead of iTunes, definitely instead of streaming it, that's the best way you can give a little back to the artists. But that being said, if you are a streaming only type person, it's available on all of the digital platforms, Spotify, iTunes, I mean Apple Music, and Tidal, and however you want to find music, you should be able to find that.
Perfect. Wonderful. And I hope they do, because it really is a wonderful album you put out here. You can, and it really is. There's just so much happening. I'm not even sure how to describe it, but it is a great piece of work.
Thank you so much.
All right, Ernesto, thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Johnny.
So thank you so much to Ernesto Cervini. You heard the man. Go check out this album. I do highly recommend it. It is a wonderful piece of art. It really is momentous. This thing is huge and it's so much fun. You're going to love every minute of it. It's big, but it goes by so quickly. So that's Joy. You can find it, as I said, all your streaming platforms. Just search it up. It's an easy thing to spell. Joy, J-O-Y, Ernesto Cervini, C-E-R-V-I-N-I. And you'll be good to go. Have some fun with it. And right now we'll play you. He said it's his favorite track, and I'm sure he loves them all equally, but for right now, we have Three Pines for you from Ernesto Cervini's Joy here on Indie 101.5. Indie 1015. Welcome. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. We're back to the show, of course, and I hope you've been enjoying it so far. It's been a lot of fun, and it's just so great that we've had these interviews recently and all this new music, and it really feels like we're kind of coming back into a groove of the show here from way back in the day. So that we just heard was O Magura from Oscar Penas' new album, which was, well, new this year. It came out in February of this year, called Almadraba, his fifth album, and most likely the only known album inspired by a ancient fishing method in Cadiz in the south of Spain. Each suite's movements describe the different steps of the Almadraba fishing method, all of them titled after those. So evidently, one of them, the points in the method, you go, oh, Magura. So there you have it. I don't speak Spanish, so I will apologize for that. However, I won't apologize for producing great shows, and I think today is extra special because not only of the great music and the guests, but we have Sean Locke to do some comedy today, and he was a really great comedian. He was considered a comedian's comedian. Everybody found him funny in one way or another. He was known for his deadpan style, which he debuted on stage, television, and radio. He was known for his work on the panel show 8 out of 10 Cats, as well as 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, which is English programming on the BBC, as well as QY and They Think It's All Over. But despite his English background, you know, that's where he found most of his great success, he was really a talented guy, and he was very funny until he did unfortunately pass away last year due to cancer, but, you know, his work lives on. It's a lifetime of work is to live another lifetime, and it's very great to have Sean Locke here on Indie 1015.
They say, don't they? They say that political correctness has gone mad. And I think that might be true, actually, because I was at the zoo the other day, and I got told off, and I said, look, there's a mongoose. Can't see that anymore, no. Special needs goose, is what you're going to say? It's gone mad, isn't it? It's gone mad. Yeah. I saw a pufferfish, I thought, I'm not saying a word. There were some alternative punchlines to that joke, and I thought I stepped away from them. One of them I was a bit concerned about. I thought, oh, and I wasn't sure. I thought, oh, maybe it's racist, I'm not sure. And I didn't want it to be racist. I don't think I'm not racist. And if it turned out it was racist, I'd be a bit knackered, right? Because none of my best friends are black. I'd have no excuses. Because I hate that. You know, people have been accused of racism. They always come out and go, oh, that Weasley excuse. No, oh, some of my best friends are black. Oh, it's horrible. Jade Goody did it on Big Brother, wasn't it? She was racist, wasn't she? She wasn't very racist. Didn't have an armband on. But put it this way, she ain't going to win a mobo, is she? And she comes out and goes, no, I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are black. This is, oh, you know, people don't do it for other things, do they? I'm not a murderer. Some of my best friends are alive. I'm not a paedophile, so my best friend's a kid. Oh, that doesn't work, does it? That makes things worse, doesn't it? But political correctness is very interesting, isn't it? It's changed the world, hasn't it? You know, I was thinking, a lot of the songs we used to sing when I was a kid, you can't sing those anymore. You know, simple songs, like, remember that one? When Johnny grows up, he'll be a soldier. When Jimmy grows up, he'll be a sailor. When Timmy grows up, he'll be a tailor. And all the girls will be wives, washing up and cooking dinner, washing up and cooking dinner, washing up and cooking dinner. Wives, wives, wives. It seemed so innocent at the time, you know. I didn't realise the sinister subtext at work. Yeah. Of course, they say, don't they, a woman's work is never done. And maybe that's why they get paid less. Some quite beefy claps there, weren't there? Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah, that's a bloody good idea, mate. That's a fact. I thoroughly agree with that. That's terrible, isn't it? You know, that's, I think that's outrageous that women get paid less if they do the same work, don't they? And also, at meal times, you get slightly smaller portions than us, don't you? You always get the little bit of chicken. But I suppose, if you look on the other side of the coin, your soap is a lot gentler on the skin. It swings and roundabouts, really, isn't it? And also, in your magazines, you get vouchers. We don't get vouchers in our magazines, do we? If you cash all those in, slightly better off. Now, obviously, I think equality is very important. Something we should all strive for. I think in certain areas it's gone too far the other way, though. I do, you know. I mean, this isn't a very popular opinion. It's very unpopular, actually. Very unpopular opinion. But I think it's fundamentally wrong that the AA, the RAC, prioritise single women at night. I do. I think that's outrageous, you know. I could be broken down 3 or 4 hours. Woman breaks down 100 yards up the road. Van goes vroom, straight to her. I think that's an outrageous way to treat men. What do you think we are? Think we can just, like, fend off attackers all night long? Biff! Don't worry about me. Whoa! Why, I oughta. More ammo!
Long.
I'd be on the phone though. I'd be on the phone going, would you come any quicker if I told you I was a transvestite at all? Would that speed that's speed things up?
Are you a lot of salad?
I'm wearing those tanga briefs, a bit like knickers.
Blue.
Another thing I don't think is quite fair, right? How come, right? If I come home, sometimes I come home, my wife is wearing some of my clothes, right? You know, sometimes she's got my shirt on. You know, or sometimes she's got my boxer shorts on. You know, you don't say anything, do you? You don't mention it, yeah? But the other way round, she comes home, I've slipped something on. We have to have a chat, don't we? I'm supposed to feel ashamed. I might need to see someone. I'm only joking, that's never happened. Never been caught. What I do is very clever. I put loads of boxes on the stairs. So it makes a right racket, gives you plenty of warning. Oh, shit.
The song is ending, but the melody lingers on. You and the stars are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There needs a light. We played a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended and I found with the break of dawn. You and a song are gone, but the melody lingers on and on and on and on.
Do
song of God, but the melody lingers on.
Indy 115, welcome back to the finale of today's episode of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. We had Ella Fitzgerald there with a song from her new album, I Can Say That, live at the Hollywood Bowl that came out this past summer, because it was all music that was found, rediscovered, remastered, and then put into an album, music that she recorded live at the Hollywood Bowl. So really phenomenal stuff there, and it's so cool to say that I believe it was in the 50s, this concert. So to say that, you know, 80 years later, we have a new Ella Fitzgerald recording is really great stuff. And it sounds fabulous, the album. And coming up to close out the show, we have Roddy Elias with a song from his album, Not This Room, which features an eclectic 10 artists, all really wonderful stuff. And that came out, I believe, at the end of last year, December 2021. And it's a lot of fun. I remember highlighting this. I think it was probably one of the first releases we highlighted this year. I'm not sure if we got to it in December, but if I do remember, it was really great. Great Christmas gift. And it still is. If you need something for this year, Halloween or Christmas is coming up soon. It's scary how fast it's coming up. That's I'll tie in Halloween there. Otherwise, it is the end of the show. I thank you so much for tuning in. It has been an absolute pleasure. You can find us on Facebook at Johnny Athens Entertainment or Instagram at Johnny Athens. We're always open to messages and feedback and whatever you'd like to share, so please do get in touch. Until then, I thank you so much for listening here on Indie 115. Take care and good night.
We light a candle. Our faces whole and shining bright, and our masks thrown to the ground. We dance before the fire. Ourselves in blankets made of stone. We'll lie beneath the stars. We know we're not alone. There's so much more.
much more still to be said. The days stretch on, and when I see you on the street, though we are strangers from another time before, we have a second chance. A bottle candle for the journey. It's a long way in the dark. It's a
Indie 101.5 CIOI.